ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We're learning Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Yutes. We're going to start from the bottom of Daf Yud Chesem and Beis. The Mishnah had said that a Kohen Gadol is chaylitz, v'cholzen le'ishtay. A Kohen Gadol could do chalitza. In other words, if his brother dies without children, he does chalitza. And cholzen le'ishtay, if a Kohen Gadol dies without children, so his brother would do chalitza on his wife. And the Mishnah says, "Miyabim is ishtay." His brother could also do yibim on the Kohen Gadol's wife. However, who ain't miyabim? Neshuasa ba'almana. But the Kohen Gadol cannot do yibim because any time you're doing yibim, she was previously married to his brother, so that means her brother died. She was an almana, and the Kohen Gadol has an issa to marry an almana. So the Gemara asks the kasha: Kapasik v'tani loishnam in the eris and loishnam in the nesuin. It says that the Kohen Gadol cannot do yibim. And it doesn't make any chilek if his brother died after the Nisuan, when his brother was already married, or his brother only died after the Erisim, where there also is a din yibum. So Bishlai min Nisuan have asay v'loisasay. Ve'in asay doich aloisasay v'asay. By the Nisuan, so then the Yavama has two Isurim on her. She has an Issa Almana, which you learn out from Almana lo yikachu, and she also has an Issa that she's a Be'ula. It says, "Who isha b'vsuleh yikach," and that's an isser asay for a kohen gadol is now letting marry a beula. So since you have both an asay, "Who isha b'vsuleh yikach," that she's not a besula, and you have a lois asay of amana le yikachu, so ain asay daich a lois asay v'asay. But min ha'erisin, the Gemara asks, there you don't have a asay of beula necessarily, because we could be talking about a isha which is a besula. She never was married. She just had the erisin. So leila, she's a besula. And therefore, even though there's a lav deraisa of almana, almana le'ikachu, but all you have is a lav. So why don't we say, yavay asay v'yidchalaysa say, why don't we say that the asay of yavama yavay le, the asay of yibam, should be deicha the loisa say of almana le'ikach. And l'charim mekenzach shtelen in the Gemara's shayla, k'tshtelzach, the what's the Gemara's kasha, which is say asay deicha loisa say, the Kohen Gadol has an asay of yibam, so b'daicha his loisa say not to marry an almana. But what about the isha? What about the almana? What about her iser to marry a Kohen Gadol? She doesn't have an asay of yibum. So why don't you say nechinami? For the Kohen Gadol, you could say asay dechalaysa, but it wouldn't work because the isha doesn't have an asay. So that misses in the Sefer Taisus Yom Kippurim from the Baal Mechaber Kapeis Tvarim, the Maram Chagiz, in the Sefer Taisus Yom Kippurim on the last parak of Yuma, at the end of the Sefer, at the end of Yuma, Daf Pei Vav, on the Shtikl of G'dayla Tshuva Shadaycha Loisei Shibatera, he shtals sich on the Shaila, he brings a ray for me, he says to Yisai, that Vais Dais, in order for anyone to Mekayim and Asay, anyone else could be over Loisei Say. As long as you're being over the Loisei Say for someone's Kiyam Asay, that's called Asay Dach Loisei. You don't need the same person to mekayim that say to be deicher leisa say. As long as this maisa of being over leisa is done for the purpose of somebody's kiyam asay, it doesn't matter who's being over the leisa say. That's time to tell Yom Kippurim, the Baal HaKabbas Tamar Miyusayid, and he learns it out from this Gemara. Rabbi Kivega Zaga, it's printed there in Tayz Yom Kippurim, Rabbi Kivega Zaga on the Sefer, he says the Chayit is a mafurish, the Tayz is not that way. The Mishnah in Gidden, Afim Aleph, that says, Yavachatzi ben Chayrin. And Meshameh said that what are we going to do? He can't marry a Shifcha because he's Chatzi ben Chayrin. He can't marry a Bas Chayrin because he's Chatzi Eved. And not to get married at all. The whole world was created only L'Shevis. So Taiz asks the Kasha there, why don't we say that Chatzi Eved, Chatzi ben Chayrin should be able to marry Anisha? Because the assay of Puravu should be Deich and Eloise Asay of Oyekadnish, Asay Deich Eloise Asay. Since he's getting married to Mekai in the midst of Puravu, so the assay of Puravu should be Deich and Eloise Asay of Oyekadnish, Asay Fek Taisa Kasha. So Taisa says three Terutzim, either because it's Efshe B'Shichur, so it's called Efshe L'Kayim Shneim, or because the Eloise Asay is right by the Aram, and the assay is only by the Gemara Bia, so it's not the Idna, assay is only when it's possible to have children. But he says the third teretz because the isha doesn't have an asay. Since the isha doesn't have an asay, he can't say asay derech alayis asay. So Taisa's third teretz is mafurish, not like the Kapis Tamarim. is Mefurish from Taisus Third Teretz, that as long as the one who's being Oyver Eloisa say is not being Mekayim and Asay, you don't say Asay Derech Eloisa say. So, what do we do with this Gemara? What do we do with the fact that Gemara says by Yibum, you could say Asay Derech Eloisa say, the Kohen Gadol should be allowed to be Miyabim Nalmanim and Erisin? Because of Asay Derech Eloisa say, either Isha doesn't have an Asay. Hazakhti Bikivega, Taisus in Ksuvis, the Pnei Yeshua, in Ksuvis Daf Mem, he says that Yibum is an Asay for the Isha also. Both the Yavam and the Yavam are being Mekayim and Asay, have a Chiyav Asay of Yavam and Yavay Aleh. Hazel Lechari Daf Menzagin, Lefidus Taisus that says that when the Isha has a Chiyav of Piriv Yerivya, it's not Deichet Aleh Save Liya Kaddish because the Isha doesn't have the assay. So Achai, you're going to have to say, what's Shat by Yibum? You don't say that. By Yibum, you say, Assay Derech Eloisa. You're going to have to say to Mei Yeshua that Piriv Yeriv is only on the man. A Isha is not Mesuvim Piriv Yeriv. As Eish Tet Mefurish in the Gemara in Yevamis. A man's Mechuyiv to have two children, a Isha is not. But Yibum, you have to say that no, both the man and the woman, they're both Mechuyavim in Yibum. They're both Mechuyiv in Yibum. So now the Isha also has an assay. She also be Mekayim the assay of Yibum. He says, "Ain't a chanami." According to the other turitzim of Taisus, that's not Taisus only Taisus. The other turitzim of Taisus, and Taisus asks the kasha, "Say, say the chalais, say that piriv yirivya should be deichan asev lisi kadesha." And the other two turitzim, he doesn't answer because she doesn't have asay. He says because it's not bidna, or because that should be shicher. So there, it's yitachin to say, like the Taisus and Mikipurim, that's good for what Taisus means. And the other two turitzim, that even if someone who doesn't have that say, as long as this maisa of being Oyvah Eloisa say is for the purpose of a Kiyam say, even if the one who's being Oyvah Eloisa say is not being Mekayim the say, you could also say Asay Derech Eloisa say. His Gadda Minchas Chinuch, he brings down this, it's a mitzvah aleph, Eis Tezvav, and he says another svara, why over here you'd be able to say Asay Derech Eloisa say, even if you name on that the Isha does not have a mitzvah say of Yibum. He says the Rambam is mashma, the Isha does not have a mitzvah say of Yibum. He says the mitzvah is on the Yavam, it's not mashma, the mitzvah is on the Yavama. But he says, Be'etzim Yisuri Kahuna, you have here the Yisra Almana, Yisuri Kahuna were written for the Kayin. The Kayin has an Issa to marry Noshim Sulais. Why does the Isha get Malkus? There's a klal called Malkam Shehumu Zahim Uzeris. When you have an Issa Bia, the Torah says, whenever the man has an Issa Bia, so Isha is also included in the Issa. But let's say, for the man there's a Tchia, for the man there's a Seyed Derech Eloisa say, so Melekum Dais, for him he doesn't have an Issa in this case, because for him it's a Seyed Derech Eloisa say, so the Isha also wouldn't have an Issa. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that an Almana is not allowed to get married to a Kohen Gadol. It says a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to get married to an Almana. Navas is a klal. Kamakam shuma zim was heris. That if it's a be assist of him, that makes it a be assist of her. So if he has an assay derech eloisa say, so kum dais, even though she doesn't have the assay, but once he has an assay derech eloisa say, and for him it's not a be assist, you don't have the kamakam shuma zim was heris, and mela, there wouldn't be any isser. She's on a meisiv, so mela wouldn't be a steer to taisis, because by taisis the isser we're dealing with is Lysia Kadesha. Lysia Kadesha is said about the Isha. It said that Isha is Lysia Kadesha. We learn that from Lysia Kadesha that she can't get married to an Eved because that would make her a Kadesha. So male, the Isha is said directly to the Isha. You'd need the assay that the Isha would have the assay to be Derech Eloisa say. Now, Shengim by Almana, it never says an Almana, never says an Isha and Almana. Almana is not allowed to get married to a Kohen Gadol. It says, okay, the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almana. So Mela, if the Kohen Gadol doesn't have the Issa, as I say, Derech Eloisa say, the male, the Isha wouldn't have the Issa, that's the Minchas Chinuch Svara. Now the Gemara answers, Gzei Rabbi Rishay not to be Yishniyah. The Gemara says, Nechanami. Midei Raisa, if it's an Amanim and Erisin, all there is Eloisa say, Midei Raisa, we still say, Derech Eloisa say, and the Kohen Gadol is allowed to be Miyab. The reason why Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be Miyab and Amanim and Erisin is Gzei Rabbi Rishay not to be Yishniyah. And the Rishayim read ice, even though by all Yibum, you already have a key in Mitzvah's Yibum, by the Bi'er Yishayna, what's the pshat that he's allowed to have a Bi'er Shniya? Why isn't there an Issa Eishasach? The Teretz says, that's what it says in the parashah of Yibum. Yivama Yavi Alei Alekach Alei Leisha V'Yibma. Kevin shalakach anasis ishta lechol davar. That's what Gemara Darshan Zerais. You're not mechuyiv to divorce her after the first bia. That's the parasha of Yibam. The Torah was matter to Yibam. I've added the Torah was matter to Yibam. That she's his wife. Lekach alay leisha. But when you have another chayv ilavin, not just this eish esach, which happens to come up in this parasha, and the whole Yibam is only al sasei derchalei sasei, for that you need mamish the kiyum of the asei. Normal Yibam is not al sasei derchalei sasei. Stop. There's a parasha of Yibam. There's a heter of Yibam. The Torah didn't give the eish esach makom Yibam. That's what we learn from the psukim. It's a mela, she's mutter, even by the biyashni, even when you don't need it for the mitzvah zivah. Mashenke in here, but batsim, there is an iser. You're coming to also say the chalei sasei. So only when you have the mitzvah zivah, then you have the asei, that's the chalei sasei. But once you're ready mekayim the asei, you can't do biyayv on the chalei sasei anymore. And if Shainim shtel zechab, over here the Tais Rosh and the Chidushei Ram bring it, also in Nivamis, Eifenot and Afchafa Mebeis, Taisus and Rishainim there, Gemara says in the sixth parak that the Yavam is Niknis Bara, that already from the Tchilas Bia, from that Ra, once the Eva goes in a little bit, she's already Niknis. So Taisus wants to know, so why do we have to say Xerah Bia Rishaina to Bia Rishnia? Even the Bia Rishaina, once you have that Ra, once you started the Bia Rishaina, she's already Niknis, you're already Makayim Nasei, the Chayr shouldn't be able to go any further. You'd have to be Pirish right away. You wouldn't be able to be going with the bia. There's no more asay dechaleisay because you're ready with mekayim the asay. So Taisus and Yavam is tafchaf and beis and Taisus Rosh over here says einechinami. The Gemara didn't have to say gzeira bia rishayna to be a shnia. The Gemara also could have said gzeira ra to gemara bia because not only to be a shnia that's aser, even the gemara bia rishayna is aser. But the chedush Yeran here, and this is the das of the Ramban and the Rashi and the Dvan Yavam is there. They say no. Avada mi deraisa, as Ivy that Ra is mutter, the Gemara Bi is also mutter, even though Yavam is nicknessed by Ra. So why is the Gemara Bi a mutter? The two turitsin they say. Two nischais. One is that since it says Yavama Yavay Alea, Yavay is mashma Bi Gemura, when Marba Ra, Avada, but the Ika Pasuk of Yavama Yavalea means a Bi Gemura. Now when Marba Ra, but Avada the Gemara Bi is also a Chaluk in a mitzvah. That's one nusach, they say. And another nusach is that Yibam is a kama shame. Like it says in the Pasuk, Mein Yivam Yilakam Lachav Shem B'Yisrael, Yibam is a kama shame. A kama shame is nafka by the Gemara Bia. There's a ribuy of Arah, but a kama shame is nafka by the Gemara Bia. So in Mela, the Gemara Bia Vada is the mitzvah, and you say a seder chaloy say in the Gemara Bia. So come to some achalikas yishenim. Halacha l'maisa is not negeya, because halacha l'maisa, anytime it's chayvi alive, and we don't say a seder chaloy say because of the gzera. But the shaila is midiraisa. What would be the dim midiraisa? Midiraisa, you'd say, I say the chaloisa, say. Taisus holds that means dafka the ra, dafka the minimum that you need for the kiyam, for the kinyan, for the kiyam mitzvah. Anything more is aser. It's aser midiraisa, because there's no asay to be the chaloisa, say. And the Rishonim say no, even though they're all yikaina. But yivama yavala means a gemar bia. Or lahakam lach of shame, a kama shame is dafka by the gemar bia. They read, oh, she's a basula. Sa'ein Isha Misaberis Mibir Rishena. So why is the Gemara Bia Hakam Hashem? She's a Basula. So she can't have Hakam Hashem even by the Gemara Bia. So the Rishenim say, because she could take out the Basula with a finger. So I think they mean in the Lashon is Mashman that way, even if a pile, the Bia won't have children, that's also called Hakam Hashem. Has to be a Bia that's right to have children. That's a Pshan Hakam Hashem, a Bia that's right to have children. So a bia of a basula is called a bia that's ready to have children because she could have taken out the basula before. That's not called a bia that's not ready for children, even though the way you did it, that she didn't take out the basula before. She taka can't have children, but the bia is called a bia that's ready to have children. Now shenken ara, the bia be'etzem mechefza, the bia is not ready for a kam shein. Al kopanim, Reb Nachum I saw him, in the shirim on Yivamis and Afchafim Abeis, he says, you know what the machlokes Rishonim is? What's the story of machlokes that Taisus holds that Dafka the Ra is mutter and the Gemara Bi is aser and the Rishonim say no? It's the machlokes. What exactly is the Kiyum Mitzvah Sibum? Taisus holds the Kiyum Mitzvah Sibum is the Kenyan. The Kenyan is the Kiyum Mitzvah Sibum. The Mitzvah of Yibum is to be kind to her. How are you kind to her? Through Bia. Bia is a chetim say kind. Ha Yavama nicknessed with Bia. There's no other way to be kind to Yavama. But what is the mitzvah to do with the Yavama? The mitzvah to do with the Yavama is to be married, to have a chalais kinyan, to have a chalais ishus. The bia is that the way to come to the kinyan. That's the way you create the kinyan. But the mitzvah is to have the kinyan. The Mela Taisus can't hold it, he swears. Once is Zara, and she is Kani, period, so you already have the full kiyum mitzvah. You can't say there's more of a kiyum mitzvah by the Gemara Bia. It's a chelik of the mitzvah, kam hashem. Taisus says, a kam hashem is a pshat. You need the yavam and the yavam of the people. They should be roi for a kam hashem. You don't need the actual bia should have a kam hashem. But al kaponim, the mitzvah is the kinyan. The mitzvah is not the bia. The bia is the way to have the kinyan. Avadi, you need a bia in order to have a kinyan. It's the only way to have a kinyan. But the mitzvah is the kinyan. It goes a little shitasai. Taisus holds on the side that Maimir is kaina. Beishame holds that Maimir is kaina. Taisus in the third parak, he names on that that would be a key in mitzvah sibum. The Ramban, they argue. The Ramban says, no, you need a, it's kaina. She's your wife, but you need a bia. I think it's a shitasam. The other Rishayim hold that no, the mitzvah is not the kinyan. The mitzvah is the bia. The bia is the gufa mitzvah. It also makes the kinyan, but the mitzvah is the bia. So Meil Nivishayim, it's shayach to say that even though from Aro you have a kinyan, but still, you don't have the mitzvah, because the mitzvah you need the gemar bia, or the mitzvah you need a bia for a kama shame. Now I'm not sure if the pshat in the Rishayim is that you b'chlal don't have a key mitzvah with the Aro, because Yivam Yavaleh is mashma the gemar bia, and the ribuy of Aro is dafka lagabi the kinyan, or because you need a kama shame, and the ribuy of Aro is dafka lagabi the kinyan, like we said, the mitzvah is the bia, and you don't have a mitzvah b'chal by the Aro, that's one set. Well, no, Avadah is a key mitzvah by the Aro. But since the side of the mitzvah Yibim is not the Kenyan necessarily, or it's not only the Kenyan, the Bia Gufa, the Bia Alain, irrespective of the Kenyan, hey, that is the mitzvah Yibim, the male it's shayach to say that even though there would be already a kiyim with the Aro, but when you do a Gemara Bia, the ganze Bia get the right in the mitzvah. The bia is also a chelik of the mitzvah. The gemara bia is also a chelik of the mitzvah. And as according to Taisus, the mitzvah is the kinyan. So it's not trying to say the gemara bia is a chelik of the mitzvah. There's no kinyan. The mitzvah is the kinyan. Once you have a kinyan, you can't have any more kinyan. So the gemara bia has no shaykhs. The gemara bia is in ganz in the rishus. There's no shaykhs in the mitzvah yibum. Because the mitzvah yibum has nothing to do with the bia. It has to do with the kinyan only. But if you learn the mitzvah yibum is the bia, a kinyan also, there's grad a kinyan also, but the mitzvah yibum is the bia. So even if there's a kiyum of the mitzvah yibum with a kleiner bia with ara, but if you do a grasser bia, if you do a gemar bia, so that's a grasser kiyum. That's also a chelik kiyum. The kiyum is with the gemar bia. Will be an afkamina again, not a lacha lamaisa, but an afkamina mid deraisa lefi the rishayim. Let's say someone did ara and the bia rishayim was just ara. Would it be mutter? Would this still be a din of a seida chalaisa say to a bayil a bia shnia with the gemara bia? Because you're missing the akam hashem. You're missing the gemara bia. I'm not sure. Maybe the pshat is you are mekayim the mitzvah with the ara. Now, if you don't only do ara, you also do a gemara bia. Thus, get the rain in the mitzvah. Lefi the rishayim and only the mitzvah is the bia. Now, shenken, if you finish with the ara, so already a second bia is already a second thing. Tzarech le'in case, it might be totally. If the Yisayda Davar is that Yavama Yavaleh, even though we're married by Ra, but Yavama Yavaleh is Mashma Gemara Bia, so then it could be it's Dafka in the same Bia. Mashengen, if the problem is that you're still missing a Kama Shem, so as long as you didn't have a Gemara Bia, even if you did a Ra already, but you could still do another Bia Kedei to get the Gemara Bia of a Kama Shem, because that's also a Chelik of the Mitzvah. Al Kapan, and that's Shabnachim Shtikl, that Taisus that holds that it's not shaykh to say that the Gemara Bia is mutter. You have to say that Zeir Bi Rishayna Atta Bi Yishniya is Lav Dafka, it's really Zeir Ra at the Gemara Bia. He holds that the mitzvah is the Kinyan. Once you have the Kinyan, the Gemara Bia is doing nothing. Mashen came, the Rishayna that say that the Gemara, even though Yifam is Niknis Bar Ra, but the Gemara Bia also goes around in the mitzvah, they hold that the mitzvah is the Bia. So merely could say that the Gemara Bia, with Akam Hashem, is also a chelik in the mitzvah, it also be Deichalai to say. And the Gemara says, Tanya Namihachi, im kadmu balu bi rishayna kanu, vasal kaima bi ishnia. A brisa raya that the only issus out zigzayu derabanam because bidi evid yukaina. The Gemara is mavur that let's say by chayvi lavin vasei, like an amanim and an asuin, where you don't say I say derchalais to say me deraisa, you say in I say derchalais say vasei, there won't be a kinyan altogether. And since you see there's a kinyan, by stays, by chayve lavin, there's a kinyan, by stays, me deraisi say, say dechaloisa say. Shal is exactly why, exactly the lumdus, why is there no kinyan if you're over a loisa say vase? Why should that affect the yibum? It's mashmet the pshat is because whenever it is an isur bia, whenever he has saying a say dechaloisa vase, so that's afkov of the mitzvah, it's not considered a mitzvah yibum bechlal. The Ari Shainim and Yavamis that hold that you even have a chiyuv chorus by a chayv aloy seva say. It's a eishes akshalay b'makim mitzvah. There's no mitzvah yibum, there's even a chiyuv chorus. But the shailas, if it's a chiyuv chorus, why shouldn't that pata from chalitza? But that's a shmuz for Yavamis, vein kamakim laharich. And now let's go weiter. The Mishnah brought down a machloikis Rabbi Mei and Rabbi Huda. The Mishnah says if a Kohen Gadol has a Meisle Meis, a Kohen Gadol has a Levi, a relative died, and he's not allowed to become tummy to any relative, any Yitzachar Amita, he doesn't go out behind the bed by the Levi, Alehei Nichsim Vuhu Nigla, if they're in an alley, so he could be out of the alley, Hey Nigla, if they come out of the alley, Vuhu Nichsim has to go back into the alley, Vyitzimam at Pesach Shari'ir, and he could do this until we get to the end of the Sinai. And from there, he can't follow at all. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Aimei, he yetzei min hamikdash. He doesn't go out of the base of mikdash at all. Shneimei min hamikdash lo yetzei. So the Gemara says, Shapa kam Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, the pasuk says, min hamikdash lo yetzei. He's not allowed to go out of the mikdash. Why does Rabbi Meir say that he's allowed to go in this way that he goes into the alley when they're out of the alley or out of the alley when they're in the alley? So the Gemara says, Amalach Rabbi Yachil the base in Amiloi. What, he can't leave the base of mikdash ever? He can't go home? He can't go out of his kedusha. The cave of the slaykeir lo yasa leminga. He just can't become tamei. So if he has a hecker, so then he won't touch. Rabbi Yehuda agav merari dulma mikri vasi v'naga. Since he's so sad, maybe he will end up touching and becoming tamei. So there's a machlekes rishenim. If this din is the raisa derabanan, the Ramban, the Ran here, the Chedush Ran, it brings the Ramban, and this Ramban is in the Ramban al Torah in Parashas Emor, and it's also in Sefer HaMitzvos in the Sheirish Chamishi, where the Rambam discusses his Sheirish, that you don't count the reason for the mitzvah as another mitzvah. That's how he learns, Min HaMikdash LeYetzei, V'lo Yechal, V'lo Yechal is not another lav, it's just the reason for Min HaMikdash LeYetzei. So there, the Ramban gets into the discussion there, like he explains also al Torah, that Chedush Ran brings, he says, that the pasuk really means, min hamikdash layetzei, means that a kohen is not allowed to leave the avodah and leave the base of mikdash. He's not allowed to forsake the avodah that he's doing and leave the base of mikdash. He brings that from the sifra. The sifra, it's in Parashas Shemini, by the pasuk, when we pasach ol meid leiseitzu, v'loi samusi kichein tzuveisi, the Moshe Rabbeinu said, you can't leave this pasach ol meid, so the sifra says, that's only b'shas avodah. How do you know? Because the other pasuk says, "Min hamikdash layetzei v'leichal es mikdash leikov." So leichal means b'shas avodah. So zakter ban the pshuta shemikra. The issa de raisa is for a kohen, either a kohen had yid or a kohen gadol, like the sefer darshins, to leave the base of mikdash b'shas avodah. They're doing the avodah. You can't just leave the avodah and leave. That's an issa de raisa. It's a live de raisa. But here we're not talking about b'shas avodah. Here we're talking about the kohen gadol going to a levaya. He says, that's only the Rabbanan. It's an asmachta. He says, and it's clear that way, because you see, they're arguing. Rabbi Meir says that he has a keira, so it's le'asi leminka. And Rabbi Yehuda says, agav merari dilma mikri vasi v'naga. These are the Rabbanan nikasvaris. Rabbi Meir is afraid, maybe he'll touch the mace. Rabbi Meir is not afraid in this method. Rabbi Yehuda is afraid in all cases. It's the Rabbanan nikasvaris. It's not the Rabbanan. The pasuk is not asmachta. The pasuk of the Kroh is min hamikdash leyetzei, meaning that you're not allowed to leave the avodah. So it's just the Rambam. But the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, it's mitzvah kuf samachay. He puts the two things together. He says the mitzvah kuf samachay. The Rambam says shehizur akadim shalatzis hamikdash b'shas avodah, like the Rambam. And then he says v'dash sheyesh b'kain gadol tosefes shehu lo yilav emesai. V'zeu pshana kosa ba'amr in amikdash li'etzei, k'var esbar b'sheni b'sin edrin, sh'meis le'meis in yetzei ha'chramidi v'rayal zem memorim in amikdash li'etzei. So the Rambam says that besides for the din of in amikdash li'etzei, meaning that they can't leave b'shash ha'vayid, and that's by all kanim, the Kohen Gadol has a bezunder alive in amikdash li'etzei not to go to the levaya. So the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah is clearly learning it's the raisa. Some say the Ramban himself says that the Rambam in Yad, when he brings this halacha in Hilchos Klei Mikdash Perkei Halacha Hey, he makes no mention b'chalal that it's a deraisa d'kedin. So it could be he was chayzer. Ken Zayin. But in Sefer Mitzvahs, he clearly learns it's deraisa. The Megillas Esther says that the Gemara is much like the Rambam, because the first Gemara is Akasha, the Gemara says, Shap ekam Rabbi Yehuda. If it's not deraisa, if it's only a smachta, what's a Shap ekam Rabbi Yehuda? What are we saying? The Rabbi Yehuda is saying good, if a Raya from the Mikdash L'Yetze, that the Kohen Gadol can't go to the Levi altogether. And the Mikdash Yetz is only talking about B'Shas Avodah, it's talking about Ulkahanim, and here we're talking about Shalei B'Shas Avodah, we're talking about going to a Levaya. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? At least in the Gemara's Havim, and the Gemara held it was Deraisa. Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Pirlau, on the Sefer Mitzvah Reb Sadigain, it's Mitzvah Reish Tezayin, he dies, Reb Sadigain also holds this Deraisa. He holds this two Isurim, there's an Issa of Layetze, which is going on Kohen Gadol, not going to a Levaya, and there's an Issa of Layichal, which he counts as a separate Lav. And Leichal is talking about a Kayin Hedyet not leaving the Beis HaMikdash B'Shas Tavayda, or a Kayin Gadol not leaving B'Shas Tavayda. But Leyetze is going Dafka to Kayin Gadol, not leaving for Levayetz Deraisa. Nitain is the Yad Ramaz Mashman that way very clear. And Rashi also is Mashman that way. Rashi on the Mishnah that says, Rabbi Yehuda Dorish Min HaMikdash Dafka, it's Mashman, Rabbi Yehuda is a Joshua. And then this Rashi also, Mikdushas Leyetze, Rashi over here says, Kloyme Asachizuk Dvarav Shleyigum Latzis Mikdusha Vilitame. So he says that the Ramban Seichacha, the Chedush Aran that brings, that Vibalt the Gemara is discussing, the Machlekes Ramban Abiyuda is, are you Chayish is going to touch it, not Chayish going to touch it, Mashis the Rabbanan, he says, Faker, the Min HaMikdash Sheyetze doesn't mean from the base of Mikdash. Min HaMikdash Sheyetze means he has to go and make a Zahirus not to become Tameh, not to leave his Kedusha. So the Shaila is, what exactly is the Zahirus? Rabbi Yehuda says the only real Zahiris he could make not to become Tami is not going altogether, because Agav Meraya Mikri Vinaga. Eremails, no, as long as he doesn't go on the same street, when they're in the alley, he's out of the alley, when they're out of the alley, he's in the alley. So that's also a Zahiris. That's also good enough to Mekayim the Pasuk. But the din is that they're Isadik and Din. The din is in the Mikdash Leyetze. You have to make sure by the Levaya that Shalayetze Mikdushasai. And that stems with the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvah. So the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvah is the only one that says that Mamish Mefurish is Deraisa, but the Adraman Rashi, Amashman that way, and Ramah a little bit more than Rashi, and he's learning that way in Reb Sadia Gaon. But the Ramban and the Ram, they hold it's the Rabbanan, and the Pasuk's only in Asmachta, because the Ikka Pasuk means that you can't leave Vashas the Avodah. And now let's go weiter. Let's go to the next Sugya, the Sugya of Melech Leidon. Finish with Kohen Gadol. The Mishnah also talks about a Melech. The first thing the Mishnah said, there was Melech Leidon V'Leidon in Eisei. A Melech can't be a Dayan, and you also can't judge a Melech. So Gemara says about this, Amr Av Yisrael V'Shonu L'Malchei Yisrael, Aval Malchei Beis David Don V'Don in Eisei. K'niksiv Beis David Koyim HaShem Dinu L'Beikim Mishpat. That you see, if the Pasuk says about the Beis David, the Malchei Beis David, that they do Dinim. That if you see from the Pasuk in Yirmiyah that the Malchei Beis David do Dan, and Mamel, that's also right at Dan and Isa, because that's a klal. That if you are not subject to Bezin's Dinim, you can't be on the Bezdin. So the Gemara says, Ela Malchei Yisrael my Tamaloi. So Akam Malchei Yisrael can't done. Mishmei Yisrael, and that's why he can't be done in the Malchei Yisrael. Mishmei Yisrael, the Gemara has a whole story about the Ivan of Yanei HaMelech that killed, and Shimon Shetach wanted him to stand, and he didn't want to stand, and because of that, an Einish came and all the Dayanim that didn't force him to stand. And the Gemara says, "Ba'isa Sha'amu Melech Leidon V'Leidon Neisa LeMeid V'LeMeid Leid Meid Neisa." Now state in the Gemara. So Taisa Rosh asks two kashas on the Gemara. He says the Gemara is very shver. Rav Yosef brings a pasuk lecharet imchalat imalchei beis David and malchei Yisrael. The malchei beis David have to be done with done in Eisu, because the pasuk says dinu lebeikem mishpat beis David kaim Hashem dinu lebeikem mishpat. But the problem is the Gemara says that the reason why malchei Yisrael are not done with the done in Eisu is that the kodesh racham that started from Yanei HaMelech and Ander Abba. Before Yanei HaMelech, it didn't sound like that was the din. V'harayah, they were done Yanei HaMelech. That till that time, he says, "Ba'is Hashemri, you can't do it." But before that time, Malchei Yisrael also were done in Eisei. So Mela, Tzvei Kashis. First of all, so when you see in the pasuk a chilul between Malchi Beis David and Malchi Yisrael, the emphasis midiraisa, they're all done with done in Eisai. There's no din bechlal by a melech ain't done vein done in Eisai. So the pasuk's not making an exception by Malchi Beis David. The pasuk's telling you Malchi Beis David is done with done in Eisai. But that was true by everybody. There's no din in Malchi Beis David. So where did Rav Yosef get any chilul between Malchi Beis David and Malchi Yisrael? How could the pasuk tell you a chilul if it's a deraisa dig a din that ain't done vein done in Eisai? So this pasuk will tell you an exception that Malchi Beis David Vayisai doesn't have yet a din. But if it's a derabanan dikidin, which was after the pasuk, so how could the pasuk tell you a chil to Malchi Beis David and Malchi Yisrael? That's the first kashi asks. And the second kashi asks is that the Malchi Beis David, the Davidic dynasty, was finished at the end of Bayis Rishon, and the Anei HaMelech was by Bayis Sheni. So at this time that they made the Gzera, there was no more Malchi Beis David. So how could Avayis make a chil to Malchi Beis David and Malchi Yisrael? Before the Gzera, they all were done with Anei Yisrael. After the Gzera, there was no Malchi Beis David. So what do you mean there's a chilti Malchi Beis David and Malchi Yisrael? So on the second kasha, he answers that it means that let's say there would have been a melech which happens to be Mizera David and Bayis Sheni, so it wouldn't be David and Eisai, or the Nesiim and the Rashi Galuyas, which also of Eisai's might have had a din melech, like I made a din of melech leidam leidam and Eisai, that might have applied also to Eisai's, that might have applied also to a Nasi or Rashi Galiyas, and their taka from Beis David, but there we're saying no. Svibalta from Beis David, the male is a din of David done in Isa. But the first kash is shver. So when is the pasuk teaching that Malchi Beis David's exception? At the time that the pasuk was written, there was no din bechlal in a melech ledavid done in Isa. It's before the gzeir of Yanei HaMelech. That's right, the Taizer Rush. So the Taizer Rush answers that kasha by saying that Vibalta is a mefurish pasuk that says that Malchi Beis David, Dino Labayke Mishpat, Adayonim, is a male, the Chachakom can't be guys that they shouldn't done. And he says, he has a raya, a similar thing in the Gemara Neis and Eshech. The Gemara asks, the Gemara says that Ribbis Ayvik Chachavim is Aser. You're not allowed to take Ribbis from a guy. The Gemara says, it's Xer, Shem Yil Mimi Maisav. So the Gemara says, Kasha, the Pasuk says, Lanachri Sashach. The Pasuk says, you could take Ribbis from a guy. So the Gemara answers, the Kasha, it's not what the Pasuk means. But the shail is, what's the kash from the pasuk? We understand me there, I see a lot to do it. But saying me there, but in this issue, shall me me meister, what's the pshat? So Teretz says, because there's a mefurish pasuk saying you could do it, Chazal wouldn't make a gzeir about it. So here also, this is a pshat in the Gemara. Even though they made a gzeir that Malchi Yisrael, Aleidam, Aleidam, I said, but they couldn't make that gzeir by Malchi Beis David, because there is a mefurish pasuk that Malchi Beis David is done with Dan and Isa. That's the Gvaldig you said in Teizer Rush, and then this is the Kesef Mishnah. And Ilchus Malachim, Perikim Malachim Zayin, he says, Mamash the same Shtikl Teir. He says, Mamash the same Shtikl Teir. He has the same Kasha. He has the same Kasha that what's up, Shad? You can make a Chilti Malchim Beis David and Malchim Yisrael based on the Pasuk. The Pasuk was before the Gzeira. And he says, Mamash the same Teir. It's about this Mefurish in the Pasuk, the Malchim Beis David. I don't know, Chazal can't make a Gzeira against it. That is the site of the famous Taz. The Taz in three places in Shulchan Aruch. Says this Yisai, that Chazal can't make a Gzei when there's a Beferish of Pasuk saying that it's Mutter. The Taz in Arachayim Simen Tavkuf Peches, when he asks the Kasha, that you see by Shafer and Lulav, Chazal will Gezen, if comes out on Shabbos, you can't do the mitzvah of Shafer, you can't do the mitzvah of Lulav, Shem Yavrin and Dalamish is Rabim. Say, how come by Mila by Shabbos, Chazal were in Gezer, that you can't do Mila on Shabbos, or Shem Yavrin and Dalamish is Rabim? Shainim already asked the Kasha, and the Taz says the Teretz, that by Shafer and Lulav, there's no Pasuk Mefurish saying that you do Shafer on Shabbos, you do Lulav on Shabbos. The Pasuk says you do Shafer. Stam, you'd say, why not Shabbos also? So Chazal let it be Geizer not to do it on Shabbos. By Shainim by Mila, there's a Gzeris that causes the Beferish that you do Mila on Shabbos, Ubiyayim Afilu B'Shabbos, is Marbet Dafke Shabbos, you have a Gzeris that causes of saying to do Mila on Shabbos. So Chazal can't be Geizer. He also says in the Yeridayah Siman Kuf Yud Zayin Lagabed Issa Schayra, where you find that you learn out from a pasuk that you could do Schayra with, even though you're not allowed to do Schayra with Treifa food, with Nevelis and Treifis, with Vemis Timaeus, but the Gemara learns out from a pasuk you could do Schayra if you get it back Kroy. And Shaul, is that a Raya that the Issa Schayra is the Raya? So the Taz says no. This is schar you could say is derabanan, but since the pasuk says mefurish, you could do schar by akroi legerish b'shrech nenev lachol imachar lenachri. That would tell you that Chazal can't be geizer on a kroy. And he also says the same Yisayin in Chayshemish with Simon Beis in the beginning. Halkabonim L'chayim, you see this Yisayin? From this Taisus HaRosh, which the Chayim had, they had the Shita at the end of the Sefer Chamer V'chayi has it. The Sefer Chamer V'chayi on Sanhedrin, which has a Shita Megametzis in the back, has its Taisus HaRosh there. The Chayim had it. Now, Rabbi Kivega says, it's in the Gilyan, the Taisus Reb Kivan in the Mishnais, Rabbi Kivega says, it's not such a raya from the Taisus HaRosh and the Kesef Mishnah, unless the Torah says lahedya, it's a mitzvah. The Torah says lahedya, it's a mitzvah, like here, baika ladina la baika mishpat. By me, also it's lahedya mitzvah. In the case where the Taisus HaRosh brings lanachri sashich, but the Gemara thought it was a mitzvah. So when it's lahedya mitzvah, then Chazal can't be geizer. You don't see klar that's done that the Torah says a heter, Chazal can't be geizer. So I'll go upon him. This is the first mahalach that Rav Yosef made a chil between Malchi Beis David and Malchi Yisrael. Because Malchi Beis David is a pasuk that says Dina Labeika Mishpat Wasip Shat. I the whole din is Xerid the Rabbanim, which happened after the pasuk. The Torah says, but the Xerid can't apply for Malchi Beis David because of the pasuk, as they state in the Taisus HaRosh in the Kesef Mishnah. But the Rambam himself is not mashman that's a chiluk between Malchi Yisrael and Malchi Beis David. The Rambam says in Pirish Mishnayis when he says in the din of Leidam Leidanim Ma'isah Yizeb Malchi Yisrael Bovad Lefishay Arvayonim B'Machusam. They were avayonim. They were arrogant. So meila, they didn't subject themselves to the laws of the Torah. Aval malchi beis David, donav v'donayz, v'shem yedim ha-Torah. They're bali Torah t'minich ha-chom, v'loi rab b'neim ha-shiflus, v'hechna divei Torah. They weren't so arrogant. They didn't mind subjecting themselves to the laws of the Torah. The Rambam says the same thing in Yad. The Rambam says, k'var b'yarnu shem malchi beis David, donav v'donayz, say, it's Rambam in Hilchus Malachim, perigim malach ha-zayin. But Malchi Yisrael's Gozu Chacham Shlo Yodim VeYodim Neistein. Why? They should leave in Gaspen VeYavim in Adover Takol of Evsin Aladas. They leave in Gaspen the arrogance, so it'll come out a problem. Rav Musa Nilchas and Edgin Perik Beis Alacha Hey says that Malchi Yisrael in Donav in Don Neistein Fisheinim Nechnom Udivei Teir Shem Tav Mem Takola. So he doesn't make a chilik because of the pasuk of Dina Lebeik and Mishpat. It's Mash Mestam. The Gzeir was a Malchi Yisrael because they're not such good people. The Gzeir wasn't a Malchi Beis David. So according to the Rambam, it's a little bit shver. Why did the Gemara bring the pasuk of Dina Labayka Mishpat? What does it have to do with anything? So the Lecha Mishnah learns, not like the Kesef Mishnah. He says, no, Avada Chazal could be Geis, even the pasuk says no. He disagrees with the Taz, as you said. The Lecha Mishnah says, Pshat in the Gemara is, Rav Yosef just bringing a raya that Me'ikir Adin, a Melech, could be done with Dana Neisai. Because Midiraisa, there's no chiluk between a Melech Yisrael and a Melech Malchi Beis David. There's no chiluk b'chlal Midiraisa. They're both Malachim. So he's bringing a raya that Malchi Beis David, Dina Labayka Mishpat, Vaistayis, a Melech could be done. Elamayit's a Gzeira. And the Gzeira was only a Malchi Yisrael, like the Rambam says, because they were bad people. But it's not the pshat that you see from the pasuk a chiluk to Malchi Beis David and Malchi Yisrael. That's what Lecha Mishnah learns. You see from the pasuk that Malchi Beis David done in them statement, they're Isa Melech Kedan. And what's Pshat? They were only guys of Malchi Yisrael. They were guys of Malchi Yisrael because they were talking. But then there's a Tekola, the Libra Gaspan, like the Rambam says. So, because we have two Malchim, we have the Malchim of the Taisus HaRosh in the Kesef Mishnah, that the Pshat is that the Gzeir would have been an all Malachim. And the reason why they weren't guys of Malchi Beis David is because since it's a Mefurish Pasuk that Malchi Beis David is done in, so Chazal don't have a Kayach to be Geiser. And we have the Pshat of the Lecha Mishnah, which is Mashman the Rambam, that the chilti Malchi Beis David Malchi Yisrael is not because of the pasuk. The chilik is the Rambam state because Malchi Beis David nechnom l'teira. And the chay the pasuk you don't see right to that because like the Rishayim say in the time of the pasuk there wasn't yet a gzeira. The pshat is the pasuk just the right. I mean the raisa Melech is done with done and I say. And when they were guys and only guys of Malchi Yisrael because they were libig aspen. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara says a story what happened that made the gzeira of Malchi Yisrael edam v'edanim aysam. The Gemara says the story was that Avdi the Yanei Malka Kotel Nafsha, the Eved of Yanei HaMelech killed someone. Amru Shim Ben Shetacham Tumeichem Bevin Adinenu. Pay attention to this, and we have to dan him. Sholchalei Avdecha Kotel Nafsha. They sent the message to Yanei HaMelech, your Eved killed someone. Shodjilu, so they sent him the Eved, go dan him. Sholchalei Ta'at Nami Lahacha, V'hu Mebolav Amritari, Yavi Bal Asher V'yaman Asheri. So they asked that Yanei HaMelech was asked to come. Because Yavi Bal Asher of the Yaman El Sheirei, Rashi says, "Avdech Harigas Nefesh, the Avdech Chamayr, the Hefsid Mammon Huloi, It's a hefsid mammon for him, so mele he has to be there. There's a very interesting minchas chinuch, a mitzvah avav. He clears the following shaila. We know that a guy has a seven mitzvahs mei nayach, and the din by a guy is that you could kill him with one aid and one dayan. A yid needs two aidim, and for dinu fashis needs 23 dayanim. But a guy, one aid and one dayan is genug. So clears the shaila. Let's say a yid owns a guy, but the guy is not an evet knani. You have an evet knani, which had mila and tvila, and the evet knani as a din of a yid is mechuyev mitzvahs kisha. A evet knani is mechuyev in all the mitzvahs kisha, and avad, if he does a chayve mitzvahs, he's married with two eidim and 23 dayanim. But what about someone, an evet, which never did mila and tvila? So he doesn't have a status of an evet knani mechal. He has a status of a guy gomer. But he's owned by yid. The mammon, it's shayach for you to own an eved, even if he's not an eved knani, even if he's a guy gomer. It didn't do mila and tvila. So is this, and this, let's say this eved does a vaydazar. So is he nerag be'ed echad b'dayin echad? As I will say, why not? He's a guy. He has a din of a guy. If he did a chayve mises, he did a vaydazar. So mela, from the shayve mitzvah p'nei nayach, so mela, he's nerag be'ed echad b'dayin echad, like any guy. Now, fact that shayla, but he belongs to a yid. And a yid, you can't take away money from a yid without to aid him. You can't You can't take away money from a yid without to aid him. So maybe you'll need to aid him. Could be only 23 day on him. But you'll need at least 3 day on him. Because Movadid Dine Nefashis Shabai, that you're killing the person, with this, since he's the guy, his Dine Nefashis Nerechav Dainechot. But there's also a din in mammonist aspect that you're being mafsid the mammon that belongs to a yid. And the yid kataina, don't be mafsid my mom with an eid echad. You need to aid him. Other name. Or you could say no. The fact that it's your mammon is zaitik. It happens to be your mammon. But we're not danning on your mammon. We're not discussing your chiyuve mammon. We're not discussing if you owe money that we need to aid him and 3 day on him. We're discussing if this guy is mechuyev misa. Happens to be you're his owner, happens to be belongs to you, happens to be you lose money, so what? It's a case of dini nefashis on this guy, period. Doesn't matter that you own him, it doesn't matter that you lose money. As I klayt the minchas chinuch, gemal the geshayla. Zog the minchas chinuch, have a raya from this gemara that you would need to weigh them, and you would need at least 3 day on them. Why? Because in this gemara it says that even though the eved has his own chiyuv v'tzicha. The Eved killed, he has his own chiyuv v'tzicha. He's a Baal Bechira, he's a mechuyev in mitzvahs, it's his own chiyuv. He happens to be owned by Yanei HaMelech, he happens to be an Eved. And still we see that the Gemara insisted that Yanei HaMelech has to come, who would be Balav? There was a din, Yavim Baal HaShev, Yaman HaShevi, he has to be there. We can't have a din without Yanei HaMelech. What's that? Vaistai, since L'maisa, the Eved belongs to him, and he's going to lose money, that's called the dinei mammonis for Yanei HaMelech. As in the state in Rashi, Mefurish, hefsid mammon, ulei lefich tzarech, dinei mefanav. So here also, it's a hefsid mammon, so you can't dine the eid echon, ubedayin echon, it's called the dinei mammonis for him, and memela, you would need to aid him, thus bring the mechas chinech, hashay nerayi from Asugya, to answer his geshmak hachakira. But he writes in the end of the shikl, he's bothered a little bit, because Taisus asks Akasha, Taisus asks, the din is, by dinim nefashis, they have to stand. By dinim mammonis, the Gemara says, they don't necessarily have to stand. The dayanim could decide. If they want both sides to sit, they could sit. If they want both sides to stand, they could stand. Can't be one side standing, one side sitting. But if they both sit, it's fine. If they both stand, it's fine. So Taisus asks, Oy vazai, why did Yanei Melech have to stand? Why can't he sit? Right? The Gemara goes on with the story, that when Yanei Melech came, so he sat, Asav Yosef. That we need you to stand. And you're not standing in front of us, you're standing in front of the Eibishter. But why was it that way? The halacha is that they don't have to stand. As long as both sides are sitting is good. So Taisus says two terutzim. Taisus says one terutz that applies, that din in the fashis, the din is that they have to stand. Din in the fashis, they're not allowed to sit, period. And the second terutz is Kabbalah's Eidus as a divinity. Kabbalah's Eidus is din of Gemara. Din. By Gemara Din, the Kuli Almond after stand. And Taisus Alachalamaisa Lefizah, that any Chanam, when you have it in Tayyar, the Baladin could sit, fine. but not during the Kabbalah. Eidus and not during the Gemara. But fact in Milchus Chinuch, what's Taisus Taisus of Dini Nefashis? Mitzad the Dini Nefashis, I'm not a Baldover Bechlal. Mitzad the Dini Nefashis, I'm Bechlal not a Baldover. Why am I here in Bezin altogether? Only because of the Mominus aspect. And if in Dini Mominus, I don't have to stand, so L'chayah, the fact that it's Dini Nefashis, that's for the Evet, so the Evet could stand. But for Yanai HaMelech, for him it's only Dini Mominus, why did he have to stand? Because Dini Nefashis is Shani. He says, maybe Stam, without the handling here, Dini Nefashis is Muhammad, but he blames the Bissel Shver. There's a very interesting shtickle from Rabbi Ruben Grzovsky in Bava Kam at Simon Yud Ches. He declares pretty much the same shah as Milchus Chinuch, not the same case. But he declares, let's say by Yashar. By Yashar, the Din Yashar Nitzkel, we learned in the first parak, that Kemisus Abalam Kachmisus Yashar. Yashar Nitzkel does need two Eidim, and actually he's 23 day on him. Kemisus Abalam Kachmisus Yashar. But he declares the Shaila, do we say that it only needs two Eidim, as the Din of Kemisus Abalam Kachmisus Yashar? Or is there a Din that blames the Din Emominus also? Does this blame the Din Emominus for the Balaam? As I declared it, which is very similar to the Milchus Chinuch Shaila. You're killing the Shar because of a din chi of Misa of the Shar, but does that blind b'dine mominus for the Balaam as well? He wants to say some achleikas says in the Sivis, and the Sivis says, Klar, blinds the din mominus for the Balaam also, and the Ksais is Medayan calls not that way. And the Ksais also doesn't blind b'dine mominus for the Balaam. It's Zaitik, as I help the Ksais. It's a fact of Reuven on the Ksais, Mamish the Milchus Chinuch Kasha, that this Gemara is Mavura blinds the din mominus for the Balaam. Because you see, it says, Yavik Baal Asher V'yaman Al-Shayri. So, Tainet Erbuvain, to answer the Ksais, from this Taisus. Taisus says that he has to stand, because Dina Mominus, he'd be allowed to sit, and here he has to stand. And Erbuvain wants a Tainet also to add some Gufa Dover. Let's say it's Taka Dina Mominus for the Bailam. But why couldn't, if Yanei Melech didn't want to come to the Bez Din, and he was willing to Mimvater on his Din, so why couldn't they say, fine, Al-Sadin Imam, as you gave in, Din Imam says, Yavu Mechil, he could be Michael, and mainly you'll down the Din, just the Din in the Fashis. Hazak Der Ruvain, the Pshat's like this. The Pshat is, not that it's a Din Imam, that's how he wants to answer for the Ksais, not that it's a Din Imam, but the Pshat is the Din of Din in the Fashis, the Baldover of the Din in the Fashis is not only the one that you're killing. If the one that you're killing is owned by someone, like a Shar or an Eved, so that someone becomes a Baldova in the Dina Nefashis. Mitzad the Dina Mominus, it's not a Moministic case. We're not dealing with whether you owe money, whether you chayev money, whether whose money it is. It's not Dina Mominus here. We're dealing Dina Nefashis. But who is the Baldova on the Dina Nefashis? If you are the owner of him, is it mainly you also become the Baldova of the Dina Nefashis? That if who would be Baal of Mitzad the Dina Nefashis would apply to the owner as well. And that's the Raif and Taisus, because Taisus says that he has to stand because it's Dina Nefashis, not Dina Mominus. Now Rashi's mashma not that way. Rashi says, Hefsid Mamon Huloi. Rashi's mafurish is a Dina Mominus here. Now could be any chanami. Could be the machlaikas ksais and asivas, machlaikas Rashi and Taisus. Rashi holds that the aside of this Gemara is that it blames a Dina Mominus for Yanei HaMelech. Aye, why does he have to stand? It's like the second terrace of Taisus, because Kabbalah saying this. Blimes like a Gemara Din, even by Dina Mominus you have to stand. But Taisus Teretz, that it blimes Dina Nefashis, and that's why he has to stand, is a Pshat Eina Chinami. You don't see from the Gemara that it blimes a Dina Mominus V'yanei Melech. It's not a Dina Mominus V'yanei Melech. It's Eintig, like the Ksais. But he becomes the Maldava Mitzad the Dina Nefashis Shabbai. That's what Abriva Gazovsky learns. And now let's go weiter. The Mishnah said, by a Melech, loy chaylitz v'loy chaltzen le'ishtai. A melech doesn't do chalitza, and we don't do chalitza for his wife if he dies without children. Loi miyabim, also he can't be miyabim if his brother dies without children, he doesn't do yibim. But loi miyabim leishdai, and you also do not do yibim on his wife. So Rashi over here explains, why doesn't the melech do chalitza and yibim? So Rashi says, the melech doesn't do chalitza because it's a genai huloi. Love lebez and terikakis lefanav, and that's what lekuli alma holds. Chalitza is a pshat. The reason why the melech himself doesn't do chalitza is that's a gnai. It's not covet of the melech for the melech to go to Bezdin and to have the Yavama being reikik before him. And Rashi learns Yibim is also a gnai. Gnai hu loy lokam al shem achim. So chiddush that the Yibim is called a gnai is considered a gnai for the melech to be a substitute for his brother. The Rambam is mashma divin vart. The Rambam says that And then he says, it sounds like a vart of kol she'ein oil lechalitza, ein oil le'ibim. And we'll explain that a little bit more in the Hemshech. But that's the guy by the Kayin Gadol. That the Kayin Gadol, the reason why it doesn't do chalitza lekuli almas al tzkenai, and al tzibim, Rashi says this is eich ha'knai, and the Rambam says, no, it's al kol she'ein oil lechalitza, ein oil le'ibim. Now, how come we don't do chalitza and yibum on the wife of the Kayin Gadol? On the wife of a melech, I mean. So yibum on the wife of a melech, that's partially why. Because you're not allowed to marry the man of the melech. That's a bezayin to the melech for anyone to marry the man of the melech. That's a kuliyama why you don't do yibum on the wife of a melech. But why don't you do chalitza on the man of the melech? So there we have three pshatim in the Rishayim. The other amount holds, that's also a bezayin to the melech. That's a chiddush. The other amount holds that even to do chalitza to the wife of the melech is also a bezayin to the melech. That's a parashat pshat, but it's a chiddush, it's taka bezayin. Rashi says, the reason why lechotzel ishtem neish nasur li nasi, because it's also for to get married. Now the Rishash, and also the Einig Yantif, and Simon Kufay and Zayin, are bothered that even if it's also for to get married, is that a reason not to do chalitza? Chalitza is only to get married, chalitza is a mitzvah. But the emphasis is that the achreinim neman, not that way, the achreinim neman, the chalitza is only to get married. As I bring the Ar Gadol on the Mishnayis, is a sefer Ar Gadol, the Minsk Gadol, he says this Rashi is a Rayat and Achreinim. In Simon Kuf Samachay, in Ilchus Yibim, Ebenezer Simon Kuf Samachay, Siv Gimel, it says like this. It says, let's say the Yavama doesn't want to do Chalitza, and she says, I don't mind, I won't get married, I'm not planning on getting me married. I'm not interested in doing Chalitza. So the Shulchan Aruch says, we force her to do Chalitza. And the Shulchan Aruch says, the reason why is, because the Yavam could say, I don't want you to be stuck to me. It will cause problems with my marriage. Or if he's not married, it will cause me difficulties in Shidduchim. People won't want to get married to me if I'm stuck to you. And if he is married, the pshat is his wife will be jealous. I don't have to have an isha being zkuka to me. So, Mel, that's mechayiver to come and get chalitza. So, Dr. Meishmuel, the mashmoyis advarim is that let's say the yavam couldn't care less. I'm all you have elderly people. The yavam is not planning on getting remarried. And the Yavam also doesn't care. It doesn't shtar him at all that there's someone zakuk to him. If he is married, he's not married, it doesn't bother Maki who's there. So Bezin doesn't get involved. Now the Beis Shmuel, who says that diuk, the Beis Shmuel says that the Zohar in Parashas Chuk is mashman that no, there is a mitzvah dafka to do chalitza. But the Pesach Tshuva there brings down the Chacham Tzvi and Siman Aleph that says no, there's no such thing. Chalitza is not a mitzvah be'etzim. Chalitza is eich timsa to yimata the woman. It's like gerishin. Gerishin is also called the mitzvah from the Tariq mitzvahs. But there's no mitzvah to give a get. If she wants to get married, you have to give a get. If she's not interested in getting married, a couple wants to separate, and the wife has absolutely no interest in getting remarried, and they both couldn't care less. So there's no inyan that bezin should get involved and say they should give a get because the mitzvah to give a get. There's no such mitzvah. Same thing with chalitza. And the Chassam Sofer also says this. It's in Eved Ezra Chelek Bei Simon Pehe. Pesach Tshuva brings it down. And he says, what about the Zayah? He says, the Zayah is not a steer to that. The Zayah means that there's an Inyan. It's a skula. The Zayah is from an Inyan skuli that Avadah will be very helpful for the Neshama of the Mace if you do Chalitza. That's what the Zayah says. He said, an elderly couple once came to him. A man died without children. His old wife asked him, she said, I'm not interested in getting remarried, period. I'm too old. I don't want to do Chalitza. Do I have to do Chalitza? Sam Sofer told her, you don't have to do chalitza, there's no chiv, but I want to tell you something. You light a yahrzeit candle, you do different things, le'ilu nishmas the mace. Chalitza is even more of an ilu nishmas for the mace. Do it for your husband. You don't have to. If you don't want to, it's your choice. But if you want my advice, you do it for your husband. It makes an ilu tiz neshama. That's the zayir. But there's no chiv b'chlal. So that's what the Aragadol says. Doshtet nashi, sherisuli nasi. She's not getting married anyway. She's the wife of the king dies, she cannot get married for the rest of her life, period. So Mela, what's the point of chalitza? Chalitza is only to matter to get married, she's not getting married anyway, you don't do chalitza. Chalitza Shlechai in the Gemara would say, not like the Zayar, because why would they do chalitza to make an ili neshama for the melech? Leisich nisht. But that's Rashi's mahalach. So again, we have three mahalachim. The Ramaz mahalach is the reason why you don't do chalitza to Eishes melech, because that's also b'zayin. Rashi holds that's not a bezayin to the melech, but stam al tzitzuli nasei, so there's no point in doing chalitza. And the Rambam says, V'chein kevin sheyev shel yabim misishle kachin chotzlo, teshev lo'ilim bezikasa. The Rambam says that since you don't do yibum, you don't do chalitza, and she has a zika forever, and the chari the Rambam means, kol she'ein ha'il yibim ena l'chalitza. So the Rishash and also Rabbi Chanan and Kaivitz Arisim and Hey asked two kashas on the Rambam. First of all, when there's a din of kol she'ein ha'il yibim ve'ein ha'il l'chalitza, so that usually means that she's potter, she doesn't have zika mechlal. She wouldn't be able to get remarried anyway because of the din that you can't marry the Amman of a Melech. But what does the Rambam mean that she's teishav elam bezikasa, meaning that she's still in the zika? If there's really a din of kol she'ein ha'il yibim ve'ein ha'il l'chalitza, so why would that patra b'chlal? And the second kasha is, the Gemara Nivamis explains that by chayvi krisis is a din of kol she'ein ha'il yibim ve'ein ha'il l'chalitza. That's the din of Yivamis, the whole din of the whole halachas of Yivamis, that when a erva, the chamash esinoshim b'itrus are the same, when a erva is neifel yibim, so then, and she's an erva, chayvik krisis to the yavam, then the din is called she'en al ibn al chalitza, and she's part of the gami. Now, she'en chayvik lamim v'asei, or chayvik asei, even though midiraisa there is no yibim, like we had before, amanu l'kayin gadol, when it's a chayvik lamim v'asei, amanu min anasuin, that the din is in bolu loikonu, but there's still a din chalitza, because you don't say kol she'en al ibn al chalitza by chayvik asei. Dafka by chayvik krisis, ahol gemar in yavam is dafkhof. So, fregder ashash, and Rabbi Chanan, here we're dealing with an essay. The reason why you can't get married to her is same tassimal of melech. It's an essay. There's an essay that a melech that you can't get married to a man of a melech. It's not covered to the melech. So why would you say kol she'ena liv mena lechalitza? It's only chay ve'asay. So envid Rabbi Chanan that there's two dinim in kol she'ena liv mena lechalitza. There's a din like we said that if there's a ptur yibum, there is no zikas yibum. That gufa makes that there's no zikas chalitza. And there on that din there's a chilik. Chayvik krisis had the din of kol she'en al yimena l'chalitza. So when a yevama is parta because she's a chayvik krisis, that's mafkia from the mitzvah yibim, that gufa is afka from the mitzvah chalitza. And chayvik lam v'asei don't have the din of kol she'en al yimena l'chalitza. There the gemara yevama stafchav learns that from a pasuk, that even though they ain't al yibim because but still, there's a din chalitza. Mar learns that from a pasuk. But that's one din of kol she'en al yibim en al chalitza, that the tur of the yibim makes a tur from chalitza. But there's a second din. It's actually a gemara and daf lamed zayin a daf lamed vav in yevamis. And the gemara says a muberis. Let's say she's pregnant. So if she's pregnant, if she has a vat shel kayama, of course she doesn't go to yibim altogether. That's an eishes akshayesh labanim. But if she ends up being mapil. So there it's a machlaikis, if she ends up being mapple, what's the din? Kozman, she was pregnant, does she have a din of chalitza and yibum? We bask like Rish Lakish, there's no din chalitza and yibum, kozman, she's pregnant, even though she's mapple later, but kozman, she's muberis, there's no din chalitza and yibum. So at one point, the Gemara said, there's no din yibum, but there is a din chalitza. And the Gemara said, it can't be, because kol she'en al yibum and al chalitza. Now then, there's no ptur. Because when she ends up being mapil, she ends up being zakuk liyibim. The question is if it works. The Gemara is mavur, if yibim doesn't work, then chalitza doesn't work. That's a tzveita din. So here also, she can't become potter from yibim because of a chay v'asei. That doesn't make a ptur yibim, but it makes that yibim doesn't work. Because since it's a melech, so a melech is an isser asei of yibim. It's an isser to be miyab matzkav for the melech. The yibim won't work, so hu adin chalitza won't work. Now you can ask a kasha, what's the difference in chay v'lam v'asei? But chay v'lam v'asei, you don't say kol she'en al yibim ena l'chalitza. So zog yom b'chanan like this. Chay v'lam v'asei, the pshat is an isser in the marriage be'etzim. Chay v'lam v'asei means this isha is an isser be'etzim. There's an isurei bia here. By chay v'lam v'asei, there is a rule that there is no zikas yibim altogether. There's no zikas yibim. She has this isurei bia of chay v'lam v'asei. You have an isur in the marriage, an isur in the bia that chay v'lam v'asei. There is no zikas yibum. Zok the Taira Chiddush, that since it's not chay v'kris, it's only chay v'lam v'asei, so male there's a zikas chalitza without a zikas yibum. Masha'en came by melech there's no isurei bia. There's nothing wrong with the isha. The isha has no isurei bia. You can't say that there's no zikas yibum be'etzim. There's a zaydig a problem with the yibum. There's a problem with the Yibum. You can't do the Yibum because doing the Yibum is not covered to the Melech. But that can't be Mafkir, the Zikas Yibum. So since it can't be Mafkir, the Zikas Yibum, Kumta, she has a Zikas Yibum. No, there's a mania for the Yibum. By Chayvei say there is no Zikas Yibum. They want to know if there is no Zikas Yibum, so you should have the other din of Kosheh and Elim and Chalitza, that whenever there's a true Yibum, there's no Zikas Yibum, then there's no Zikas Chalitza. So the Xeris HaKosav is, it's not going to be Chayvei Krisis. When there's no Zikas Yibum, it's sad the din of Chayvei Krisis, then there's a Ptur Chalitza. Now, Shegin Chayvei Lam Vasei, there is no Zikas Yibum Klal, and Balu Leikonu. But since it's because of Chayim Lam Vasein, it's a special Xeris HaKosav, but there is a Zikas Chalitza. But that's a Zikas Chalitza greater. When there's only a Zikas Chalitza greater, you don't need Kol Shein El Yibum. Now, Shegin by a Melech is not a Ptur in the Zikas Yibum, because she's not really Batsim Aser. There's no Yisuri Vi in this lady. There's Grad in Israel's covered Malchus. When you're marrying her, you're staring the covered Malchus. That can't be Mafkir Zikas Yibum. So now she has a Zikas Yibum. And Bepoil, you can't be Miyabimur because of Kavod HaMelech. So then you have the other din of Kol She'en El Yibum and Chalitza. Then you have the din that whenever Yibum doesn't work, Chalitza doesn't work. By Chayv Elam Vasei, you don't have the din. Because that din is when there is a Zikas Yibum and Yibum doesn't work, then Chalitza doesn't work. But Chayv Elam Vasei, there is no Zikas Yibum. All there is a Zikas Chalitza. And it's Xeris HaKasim. But Chayv Elam Vasei, you don't have the first din. The Ptur Yibum doesn't make a Ptur Chalitza. Now, Shegin by Melech, Betzim, there is a Zikas Yibum. Because since there's no Yisuri Biya here, it's a Zaytiga Isser, it's not covered Melech, so Melech, there is going to be a Zikas Yibum. But Lamaisa, that Isser will prevent the Yibum. So you have the second then. Whenever Yibum's prevented, Chalitza's prevented, and therefore she'll always be Bezika. That's Rabbi Chanan Shtickel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.